2007 was not a good year to be a journalist. Besides the 86 killings, twice the number of journalists killed than in 2002, and the highest toll since 1994, Reporters Without Borders says 67 journalists were kidnapped and 135 held hostage last year. Hundreds of journalists were also arrested, and 135 are imprisoned around the world. Countries like China and Myanmar have also clamped down on internet access. The highest number of journalists killed was in Iraq, but the head of research at the Paris-based group, Jean-François Julliard, says the report shows other countries, notably Pakistan and Somalia, are also increasingly dangerous places from which to report.
Journalists are becoming targets in conflict areas, and impunity is worrying because 90% of the killing of journalists are still unpunished. So it means people feel that they can kill journalists without taking any risk, because in a lot of countries they know that they will never be sentenced, they will never be trialed.
Kidnapping is also on the rise, Julliard says, and not just in Iraq, but also in places like the Palestinian territories.
It's very hard to do something about kidnapping because you don't have any state involved, so it's hard to put pressure on some extremist groups which don't care at all about some pressures.
Reporters Without Borders instead urges political, economic, or religious groups to use their influence with extremists, along with international institutions like the European Union and the United Nations. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.